但是先读经，对不对？下一个 scripture reading。各位英文堂年长和年轻的圣徒们，主日平安。
Peace be with you, the older and the young saints, sitting here at the EM.
今天阿舍牧师在中文堂正道。
This morning, in the earlier session, Pastor Asa actually gave the sermon at the CM.
我担心所有的人都跟到中文堂去了。
And actually, I was afraid that all people would have followed him to the Chinese ministry.
所以我看到你们心里每次看到来到英文堂看到这样真的是做的挤挤一堂的时候，心里为你们感谢上帝。
And when I'm very thankful to God when I came here and saw each one of you sitting tightly next to each other at this worship service.
虽然我是牧师，
even though I'm a pastor now,
我在中文堂算是一个年纪比较轻的人。
I'm still considered fairly young in the Chinese ministry.
只要来到英文堂，我可以跟你们说一些我的好像人生的经验。
It's only when I'm here speaking to you, I feel like I can finally speak from my life experiences.
像你们这么大的时候，
And when I was at your age,
我对世界非常的疑惑。
I was very confused about the world.
学校把一种价值观灌输给我。
Because the school, indoctrinated a kind of worldview upon us.
但是我找不到真正的真理。
But I couldn't find the real truth.
找不到一个态度去回答这个世界。
I couldn't find the right attitude really to answer all the questions I have toward this world.
我深刻地体会到。
And I also deeply felt that
一个上帝的孩子，
a child of God,
在一个外邦的价值体系里有多么的痛苦。
And how torturing for a child of God was raised in a worldview conveyed by the people who unbelieving people.
所以今天我问自己一个问题。
Therefore, today I ask a question for myself.
如果我在读高中的时候有机会听到一次讲道，我希望听到什么样的信息？
What kind of sermon would I like to hear if I were given the opportunity to hear a sermon when I was in high school?
所以今天我们正道的经文就是在彼得前书的三章十四到十六节。
Therefore, I choose the scriptures based on 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 to 16.
我为大家读中文，那么请 Tony 弟兄我们读英文。
Pastor Chung Ming will read in Chinese, I'll repeat in English.
你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。
But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. Let's bow our heads in prayer first.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你设立的主日在我们中间。
You have set this Holy Sunday among us.
我们打开你的话。
When we open up the Bible,
求你预备我们的心。
Prepare our hearts.
进入到你的真理。
And let us enter your truth.
保守我们在你里面同感一灵。
Keep us so that we may share the same Holy Spirit.
再次被你的话语坚固和造就。
Also strengthened by your words and built up by your words again.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们看到今天的这段经文呢，
So when we read this passage,
这里首先说你们就是为义受苦也是有福的。
At first it says you will be blessed even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake.
我们活在一个对信仰不友好的时代。
We're actually living in a, at a time where it's not very friendly to people who have faith.
在使徒彼得写这封书信的时候
When Apostle Peter wrote this letter,
他的读者正在为义受苦。
And the audience of this letter were suffering because suffering for righteousness' sake.
当时的社会控告基督徒大概有四个理由。
There were mainly four reasons for the people back then to persecute Christians.
他们说基督徒是无神论者。
Christians were atheists.
因为当时的人是崇拜一种视觉的偶像。
Because back then people worship some kind of imaginary idols.
他们歧视基督徒是社会的底层。
And they discriminated Christians as the people, actually the very lowly class of the society.
因为当时的希腊人很羡慕一种哲学上面的追求。
Because the Greeks really admire and pursue perfection in philosophy.
他们控告基督徒反对政府。
They also persecuted Christians because they felt Christians were against the government.
因为基督徒单单只敬拜主耶稣基督。
Because Christians only worship God.
他们控告基督徒颠覆了当时的伦理。
They also persecuted Christians because Christians pretty much were against the ethics at the time.
因为基督徒反对当时的社会那种淫乱性自由的风气。
Because Christians were very much against the sexual immorality that was pervasive at the time.
这和我们今天是很相似的。
And actually, our society today is very similar to what was back then.
所以请各位也做好受苦的准备。
So I warn you, be prepared to suffer.
各位有没有因为你的信仰受过苦呢？
Have you ever suffered for your faith?
会不会害怕我们因为分享了福音就别人就远离你？
Have you ever been afraid that when you share gospel with others, you may be turned down or overlooked?
这段经文却告诉我们受苦是一种祝福。
But this passage tells us that suffering is a kind of blessing.
因为这是耶稣基督在十字架上得胜的方式。
Because that's also the way how Jesus conquered the death at the cross.
我们被呼召把福音带到他们中间。
We're called to bring a gospel among people.
如果不经历同样的苦，福音就不会进入到那个处境里。
And gospel will not really enter into the same circumstance if we did not suffer the same way.
这就是为什么这个在这个破碎的世界里面，苦难是普遍的。
This is why suffering is pretty much universal in this broken world.
但是对我们来说却是一种祝福。
But to us, it is a blessing.
这段经文告诉我们的第一点信息是。
The first point I would like to bring forth with this passage
是尊主基督为圣
is really honor Christ the Lord as holy.
面对这个不信的世界，最重要的一点是知道我们自己所信的是谁。
So when we face this unbelieving world, what is most important to us is know whom we have believed.
保罗在提摩太后书告诉提摩太说
So in 2 Timothy,Paul told Timothy,
他说我受这些苦难可是我不以为耻因为知道我所信的是谁。
Paul actually said that I suffered as I do, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed.
保罗经常在他的书信里头说到他不知道别的。
Paul actually quite often mentioned in his letters that he didn't know anything else.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But he only know Christ and him crucified.
这是我们信仰的焦点。
And this is really the crux of our faith.
他是完全的上帝，也是完全的人。
And he is the perfect God, he is also a perfect man.
他完成了救赎的工作。
He has also fulfilled the work of salvation.
配得一切的尊崇和敬拜。
And he is worthy of all praise and worship.
我们来思想耶稣基督的圣洁。
And let's think about the holiness of Jesus Christ.
在旧约里面，只有上帝是可以被称为完全圣洁的。
In the Old Testament, only God alone is holy.
旧约的先知经常在异象当中看到圣洁的上帝。
So in the Old Testament, the prophets frequently saw the holiness of God in their visions.
所以他们不能在这位圣洁的上帝面前站立。
To the point that they could not even stood up in front of the holy God.
先知以赛亚在异象当中看到上帝。
For instance, Isaiah saw the Lord in his vision.
他看到主坐在高高的宝座上。
And he saw the Lord sitting up a throne, high and lifted up.
他看到天使在他面前侍立，不敢直视。
And also in front of the Lord stood the seraphim, but the seraphim could not even look at God directly.
他们彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
And they called to one another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
所以上帝绝对的圣洁表示了他跟这个世界决然的不同。
So the absolute holiness of God distinguishes himself from the rest of the world.
可是各位，你们知道吗？
But brothers and sisters, do you know?
只有主耶稣基督既是完全圣洁的上帝，也是完全圣洁的人。
Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ boasts a perfectly holy God and a perfectly holy man?
在刚才我们预先读到的那段旧约的经文当中。
And in that passage we just read from the Old Testament.
同样是在以赛亚书的第八章。
Also in the book of Isaiah, but in chapter 8.
先知告诉他的读者。
The prophet actually informed the audience.
不要像当时的一些的以色列人一样，因为害怕外邦的势力，就和那一些不圣洁的的敌人联盟。
But he actually informed the audience that do not be like some of the Israelites back then, and because they fear what they fear, they fear the people, and therefore they they do not call conspiracy all that this people calls conspiracy.
只要尊万军之耶和华为圣，以他为你们所当怕、所当畏惧的。
But he actually told the audience that honor the Lord of hosts as holy.
而且他预告了这位，就是这位当我们当畏惧的上帝，他必作为圣所，向以色列两家做绊脚的石头。
He also prophesied that this Lord will be a sanctuary and a stone of offense and a rock of stumbling to both houses of Israel, a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
我们知道这块石头就是教会的房角石，我们的主耶稣基督。
And we know the stone is the cornerstone, the foundation stone of the church is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当耶稣基督应验了旧约的应许来到这个世界上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus Christ fulfilled the promise, the prophecy of the Old Testament and came into this world,
天使对玛利亚说，
and even the angels told Mary,
圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此所生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
And the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
就他是没有罪的人。
And he is the only one who is sinless.
所以当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，从死里复活的时候，
So when Jesus was crucified on the cross and then resurrected,
就把他的圣灵赐给教会。
And he actually blessed the church with his Holy Spirit.
使徒彼得在五旬节的当天
On the day of the Pentecost, Apostle Peter,
他解明耶稣基督死里复活的事
And he actually explained, he proclaimed the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
他表明在诗篇当中大卫所期盼的就是这一位从死里复活的圣洁的上帝和圣洁的人。
And he actually clearly, you know, told the audience that what David had been expecting, that Lord Savior is this Jesus Christ.
他说大卫既是先知，就预先看明这事，讲论基督的复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
And he said, he basically said, you know, David is saying himself, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, I may not be shaken.
他完成的工作如此的伟大。
And this is such a great work that he had accomplished.
把这个堕落的世界带到盼望和荣耀里。
To the point that he brought hope and glory to this fallen world.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要尊主基督为圣。
Let's really honor our Lord Christ as holy. Because he has the full control.
在马太福音的二十八章十八节
It is also in the book Matthew chapter 28:18.
耶稣把使命赐给教会以前
And before Jesus actually gave the great commandment to the church,
他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
He said to all of them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
这就是今天我们在世界当中面对逼迫不害怕的原因。
And this is the reason why we do not fear persecution today in this world.
让我们这么讲。
Let's just put it this way.
尊主耶稣基督为圣。
To really set Christ apart as Lord.
是我们和这个世界相处的前提。
Is really the premise for us, for our relationships with the world.
有的弟兄姐妹问我,
and some brothers and sisters ask me,
我们怎么知道我们信的这位上帝是真的,他和我们同在呢?
How do you really know this God we're worshiping is real? And how do we know he's truly with us?
因为我们信的并不是一个虚无缥缈的上帝。
But we know the God we believe is not the one that is being imagined.
就是这位道成肉身为我们死在十字架上的耶稣基督。
Instead, we're believing this Jesus Christ who died on the, who came in flesh and died on the cross for our sins.
他凡事为我们受过试探。
And he has overcome all the temptations on our behalf.
所以他被称作以马内利的上帝。
And therefore, he's called Emmanuel.
尊主基督为圣，让我们就不害怕人的威吓。
Because we honor Christ the Lord as holy, therefore we do not fear the menace from man.
在我小时候，其实每一个学校里面都充满了这一些会欺负别人、霸凌别人的人。
When I was little, actually at a school, there were always these bullies who, you know, bully others on a daily basis.
特别是如果我们在学校跟其他的同学分享福音的时候，也会受到敌视和排挤。
Especially, we would be bullied if we try to share gospel with other kids.
但如果我们知道这位复活的主跟我们同在
，But if we know that this God of resurrection is with us,
而且他完全的掌权
，and he has the full sovereignty over everything else,
他让我们知道。我们去分享这个复活的信息并没有错。
And we would understand that there's nothing wrong for us to share this gospel with others.
希伯来书很形象地把耶稣基督比喻成信心的锚。
And in the book of Hebrew, actually, it really portrayed that it kind of likened Jesus Christ is really like the spear.
Anchor.
Anchor.
Anchor of the faith.
Okay.Anchor of the faith.
就是在这个好像是狂风骤雨的世界。
It's kind of like in this world with all with tide waves and with thunders, with storms.
他把我们的心固定在他天上的宝座上。
But he's the one who anchored our hearts on the throne.
所以这是这段经文帮我们看到的第一点。
And therefore, this is the first point I would like to bring it up from this passage.
这是我们信仰的基础。
This is the foundation of our faith.
第二。
Secondly,
使徒彼得要我们常做准备，为我们的信仰辩护。
Apostle Paul here reminded us to be prepared always and ready to defend our faith.
我们实在是活在一个后基督信仰的时代。
We're living in a post-Christianity age.
就是使徒保罗所预言的。
This is kind of like a prophesied by Apostle Paul.
在提摩太前书的第四章。
In 1 Timothy chapter 4,
保罗说圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道。
So Paul already said that now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith.
这些人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
Devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
他们禁止嫁娶又禁戒食物。
Who forbid a marriage and require abstinence from foods that God created to be received with thanksgiving.
我们今天也遇到这样子许许多多的世界观上面的挑战。
And today we also face these challenges from different world views.
所以我们在知道我们信仰的基础上面，使徒就呼召我们要常做准备，因为我们需要知己知彼。
Therefore, the passage has reminded us to prepare ourselves always, know ourselves and know our enemies.
我们当追求信仰的这种深度和广度。
And we ought to understand and pursue the depths and breadth of biblical truth.
追求做一个成熟的基督徒。
Also pursue to be a mature Christian.
因为我们所信的是基于上帝全备的无误的启示。
Because whatever we believe is the full and a complete revelation from God.
在哥林多前书当中，
So in 1 Corinthians,
保罗对哥林多人说，在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧。
Paul actually reminded them, we even talk about wisdom among the perfect man.
他说，这不是世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前隐藏上帝奥秘的智慧，就是上帝在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
Because this is not the wisdom of layman, and this is the wisdom from God, and for His own glory we preach.
所以我们看到，我们上帝启示的核心就是那死里复活的耶稣基督。
So the crux of the revelation from God is really the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
而上帝全备的启示包含了从创立世界以前一直到历史的终局，那永恒的终点就是我们要得荣耀。
So that complete revelation not only includes the creation of the world, but also to the end of the world when we receive the glory with Him.
明白上帝全备的启示和我们成长息息相关。
Is to understand the complete revelation of God it really has a close tie with our spiritual growth.
也和回答这个世界息息相关。
It also has a close tie for us to answer questions from this world.
我常常觉得很遗憾，我在其他的教会当中会看到这样一种情况。
Sometimes I feel it's really a shame when I see witness certain things in other churches.
就是许多的基督徒信主之后停留在一种习惯里头。
Christians after accepting Christ develop a habit.
或者活在一种教会的文化当中。
Or they just live in some kind of a church culture.
然而能够更新我们的只有上帝的道。
The only thing that can renew our lives is really the word from God.
全本圣经给我们一个很全备的完全的对世界的一个完整的看法。
The entire the book of Bible truly gives us a comprehensive and a complete view of the world and everything else.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
这常做准备就要求我们在上帝的道上面去用心。
And always be ready means that we need to pay attention to his words.
我们还要知道这个世界各种非圣经的对世界的看法，他们的虚妄。
And we also need to know the vanity and futility of the different world views.
我们要知道罪的可怕。
We need to understand how dreadful the consequence of sin is.
甚至在很这种很学术的这种教导当中，我们都要知道罪人的理性不是终极的标准。
And to the point that we also need to understand that even the human rationality is not the ultimate standard.
我们要知道信的人和不信的人在什么地方是针锋相对的，什么地方又是上帝的启示又是一样的。
And we also need to understand exactly where are the true conflicts between the believers and unbelieving people.
我们才能在今天面对这些社会的挑战的时候，晓得怎么回答他们。
So that we know the answer when we face the challenges from the world.
比如说 LGBTQ 的问题。
For instance, the topic on LGBTQ.
我们要去指出来圣经对人的本质是怎么启示的。
We would like to point out the true revelation about human's nature, the biblical revelation about human nature.
我们要知道什么是对的，还要知道为什么它对。
Not only we need to know what is right, but why it is right.
我们要知道上帝所创造的婚姻里面有什么样上帝圣洁而美好的心意。
We also want to know what is the intention, the goodness about the biblical marriage created by God.
我们才知道这些错误的教导他们破坏的是什么重要的价值。
And therefore, we would be able to understand why these different world teaching, what they're doing to the true biblical teaching.
我们在学校里面还会碰到社会公益的问题。
At school, we may also encounter topics related to social justice.
那到底什么是真正的公义呢？
What is exactly justice?
唯有从神的启示当中才能寻求到那个最稳固的答案。
We can only see that perfect answer from God's revelation.
这段经文还要求我们用一种温柔敬畏的心去回答个人。
So this passage also reminds us to make a defense with gentleness and respect.
这个地方回答这个词在希腊文的原文里面叫做apologia.
So this word in Greek, defense or answer, in Greek it is apologetics or apologia.
这个词并不是英文里头 apology, apologize, 那个道歉的意思。
That's not the equivalent of the English word apology or apologize for something.
它的意思是辩护。
Its true meaning is to defend apologetics.
然而，上帝要我们用一种符合福音的方式去为信仰辩护。
But God wants us to defend the faith, in a way that is consistent with the gospel.
这就是为什么要以温柔敬畏的心去回答个人的原因。
This is why we would like to defend with gentleness and respect.
我们的回答的内容要正确，我们的态度也很重要。
Not only the content of answers matter, but also the attitude, how we defend ourselves matters as well.
所以保罗在哥林多前书，他在对他的读者说话的时候，他说，首先说他没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2,when Paul tried to provide answers, he did not provide these answers or testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom.
他也说到了他当时传道的一个态度，说他又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
He even described his attitude or his manner at that time as in weakness and in fear and much trembling.
因为我们所向这个世界所做的见证，就是那位用他的软弱胜过这个世界的主。
Because the witness we're about to bear to this world is the same witness bore by the seemingly weak Lord Jesus.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
上帝使用一个人要经过很长时间的预备。
Before God used someone, He's going to prepare this person for quite a while.
现在我们在中文堂的小组在学习一本书，叫做《上帝奥秘的护理》。
So the Chinese Ministry on Friday night they have been studying a book about the secret of the providence of God.
里头提到我们信主有的是从小蒙恩，有的是浪子回头。
And the book talks about some of us who accept Christ because we accept as a child. We were born in a Christian family, but some of us actually accept Christ because we were like the prodigal sons.
我在我小时候的经历当中，觉得遗憾的事情就是没有在很小很挣扎的时候。就晓得用上帝的道理去回答这个世界。
There's one thing I really regretted at my early age was that when I was struggling spiritually, I did not really have the words from God so that I could wrestle with the world.
所以我盼望你们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹可以从小常做准备，求主使用你们。
And this is why.And it's truly my hope that our young brothers and sisters sitting here can use God's words to prepare yourself from the young age.
明白我们信仰的本质。
That you will know the essence of our belief.
也明白那信仰的深度。
Let's also know the depths of our faith.
知道那完整的救赎的历史是耶稣基督为中心的。
Know that that history of salvation.Is really centered around Jesus Christ.
也知道，就像我们刚才在尼西亚信经所宣读的，里面就包含了许许多多对耶稣基督、对上帝更深的认识。
It's also just like the Nicene Creed we had just read earlier, that includes a lot of important information about our faith.
你们要追求神学的装备。
Go ahead and pursue.And to equip yourself with theology.
也知道从启蒙运动以来各种思想背后的偶像。
Also know that how many idols that have been proposed since the time of enlightenment.
你们就知道为什么福音才能够回答这一切的问题。
To the point that you know why only gospel is able to answer all these questions.
比如今天学校里头对美国历史的篡改。
For instance, about the alteration of the U.S. history that is taking place in many public schools.
你会怎么回答呢?
How would you answer those?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
So, dear brothers and sisters,
你们的理想, 或许是成为在这个社会当中, 成为一个成功的人。
It is your dream.Is to become somebody who is successful in this society.
这是好的，这也是一种被神使用的方式。
And this is good. This is also a way God may use you.
然而最伟大的人是自己常常预备求上帝使用你们的。
But the greatest people tend to prepare themselves always and be ready to be used by God.
让我们从小常常做准备来见证基督的福音。
Let us prepare ourselves from early age and bear witness to Christ's gospel.
第三点。
So the third point I would like to talk about
就是要用无愧的良心和好的品行来为福音做见证。
Is really to bear witness for gospel with our good conscience and behavior.
我们在福音里头明白生命的意义。
So through gospel, we understand the meaning of life.
并且要把它活出来。
And we would also like to live it out.
主耶稣救了我们。
Because Jesus Christ saved us.
他呼召我们做一个好的基督徒。
He called us to be that good Christian.
就是他让我们要做世上的盐和那世上的光。
Be the salt and the light of the earth.
主耶稣告诉我们，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢
And Jesus used this metaphor that if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored?
人点灯不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，是要照亮一家的人。
And you're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house.
所以当我们自己尊主耶稣基督为圣，
when we truly honor our Lord Jesus Christ as holy,
并且常做准备，可以用温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Also prepare ourselves all the time.And defend our faith with gentleness and respect.
同时我们自己用一种圣洁的生活方式做出这个见证的时候，
also live out a holy life to bear with the good witness.
便是将荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
That's how we give glory to our Father who is in heaven.
我们所信是圣洁的。
What we believe is holy.
说的是圣洁的。
What we say is holy.
行的也是圣洁的。
What we act is holy.
如果我的孩子欺骗我，他口头上说听我的话。
If my child lies to me, but just saying with his mouth that he is going to listen to me.
但是他在行为上面却不这样行。
But if he acts completely opposite,
我会非常的伤心。
I think any father would be really sad.
而这个世界也是乐意看到我们在。说出正确的信仰，但是却行不出来的那样一种的失败。
But this world actually would like to see when we proclaim proclaim our faith, yet we could not act it out.
你们会遇到很多的试探。
You will be tempted all the time.
你们会遇到性的试探。
Sexual temptation.
你们会遇到感情的试探。
Or, a temptation about your relationships.
你们会遇到上瘾的试探。
Or even temptation from God.
我们会玩游戏玩得忘记时间。
And we could just be playing video games to the point we forget what time is it.
然而福音会告诉你什么是真正的自由。
But the gospel is going to tell you what true freedom means.
我们在一个身边普遍落在这一些试探和罪的朋友的这个环境里面。
In our surroundings, maybe all your friends have fallen into such temptation.
如果我们能够不随从大流，
if we do not conform to the world, go against the current,
还可以去用我们的好行为去影响其他的人。
And even that to bring good influence to others around us.
这就是见证的力量。
That is the power of good witness.
为什么好行为是一种见证呢？
Why good deeds bear good witnesses?
因为圣经告诉我们，
because the Bible tells us,
每一个不信的人，
every single non-believer,
他们也是一个在上帝面前背约的人。
They're also the one who did not honor their covenant with God.
在罗马书的第二章，
in Romans chapter 2,
保罗说，没有律法的外邦人若是顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。
So if Paul says, when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law.
因为每个人都是由上帝的形象所造。
Because each one of us bears God's image.
上帝的律法和良心在每个人的心中。
Therefore God's law also dwells in the heart of each one of us.
当我们愿意活出一种圣洁生活的时候，
When we're willing to live out a holy life,
会叫那一些不信的人自觉羞愧。
That for those people who, for those non-believers, will put them into shame.
所以圣洁的生活不但对我们来说不是一种限制。
So holy life is not a constraint, a bondage to us.
反而会给我们带来真正的喜乐。
But it will really bring the true joy to us.
因为我们的主不叫我们羞愧。
Because our Lord does not put us to shame.
而且最重要的原因，
And it's also the most important reason.
当我们如此用全心我们的言行为我们的信仰辩护的时候，
when we really try to defend our faith with all our hearts, with all our deeds,
我们的主耶稣在天上也为我们辩护。
The Lord Jesus Christ is defending, interceding for us.
他是那一位终极的辩护者。
He is the ultimate defender.
我们其实是可以在基督里面过一个荣耀上帝的生活的。
We actually can live a life that brings glory to God in Christ Jesus.
因为生活的意义并不是由这个世界所决定的。
Because the true meaning of life is not determined by this world.
如果我们说自己是基督徒，却和外邦人没有两样。
If we claim as Christians, but we live the same way as non-believers,
别人会轻看你。
And we'll be overlooked by those non-believers.
而当我们活出和我们所信、所说同样的生活的时候，
But when we live out the life in accordance to what we believe and what we proclaim,
反而会赢得我们身边的朋友的尊敬。
We actually will win the respect from those non-believers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你们是教会的希望。
You are the hope of the church.
你们被呼召进入人生的战场。
And you are called to come to this battlefield of life.
请做好准备。
Please be prepared
来荣耀我们的救主。
To glorify our Lord Savior.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our hands in prayer.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你让我们在基督里面享受了一切救恩的好处。
Because you have given us all the benefits through our salvation.
你不曾离弃我们。
You have never forsaken us.
你把我们放在一个充满挑战的世界当中。
You put us in this world full of challenges.
有你最美好的心意。
Because you have your good will there.
求你常常的提醒我们。
We ask you to remind us all the time.
心里尊主基督为圣。
That we will honor you as holy.
常做准备。
And always be prepared.
为我们所信的这宝贵的福音辩护。
To defend the precious gospel we believe.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We give all glory to you.